time to talk some ball with one of the greatest players in Utah football history. Bill Riley welcomes the Beard, Eric Weddle, to the show weekly. The Eric Weddle interview is presented by Bingham's Custom Meats in Morgan. Now here's Weddle with Riles, right here on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Getting later in the season here, and more importantly, great insight every week as we get later in the season, both college and pro, and I guess high school season too. We've got state championship semifinals going on at Rice-Eccles today and tomorrow. Before we get into Utah and get into some NFL stuff, we bring in our good friend Eric Weddle, who joins us every week here on the Bill Riley Show. And we know the juniors, the peewees, are done for the year, but the question is the high school team still alive, Dub?
The high school, unfortunately, lost. And the UW Eric Weddle first year head coaching has officially begun at the high school.
So I can officially call you Coach Weddle now? I won't call you that, but I can call you Coach Weddle?
You can. It is official. As soon as they lost, and I've been meeting with the players, coaches, getting scheduling down. It's been quite interesting and fun, and just ready to get to work for the boys.
How did the transfer of power go? Was it a big formal thing? Did you do it in front of the team, or was it just a simple, hey, hug and a handshake with your friend who's going to help you out still?
Yeah, we announced it before the season, so nothing more than that. We don't need to make anything more than what it is. He's just taking a step back. He's still going to be on staff and have a position group he's going to coach, and I'm just going to be running the show and making the tough calls on Friday night and dealing with all the drama that he doesn't have to deal with anymore.
So what's been, I mean, you said you've been meeting with the players. Is it just kind of exit interviews after the season? And then what's kind of next after that? Does off-season conditioning begin?
Yeah. So just kind of my expectations moving forward. And, you know, obviously a lot of the boys move on to other sports, which we welcome and we encourage. But if they're not, then we expect them in fourth period, which is the football class that I'm going to be overseeing now, and working out, lifting in football school at least twice a week. And then we'll ease them into the lifting because the programs will be different and the workouts. So I got to teach a lot of that, to the boys. And yeah, we'll lead all that into the January, February, then ratchet up the workouts to move towards spring ball. So. It's exciting times.
I don't know the rules of the state of California. Are you required to teach a class at the school or be on the staff at the school beyond just football to be able to coach?
No, they changed those rules. So I'm fortunate. I don't have to teach. I have my own room, so I'll start to doctor that up the way I want it and be able to have meetings in there. It's basically a glorified office, you know, one of those mobile units. And yeah, so I'm good. It's all ball for me and help teach and grow these young men.
So I'm curious, when you joined the staff this year, and as you've kind of grown in this a little bit, and now you're meeting with these kids, do I mean, I'm guessing they have an idea of who you are and what you did. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think the majority of them know. Obviously, I played in the NFL. I don't think many of them know the extent of how long or to the success I had on the field. So it'll be good to be able to, you know, relay things that have helped me along the way and just my mindset and to try to push that into the boys. Of how we're going to win on the field and off, and to be great students and great members of the community. So it's going to be good. They're young, man. These are young boys that in my heyday were in diapers. So it'll be fun.
Eric Weddle's with us here. Will you have Gage next year? Will he be at this same high school? Is that part of the reason why you jumped in here? Will he be with you in I guess 9th or 10th grade next year?
No, so he's going into 8th grade.
Okay.
So he'll I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up. I'm kind of leaning to let him play another year in youth football and let him get coached by someone else so he can appreciate what he has on that end, because we butt heads a lot, and it's good. He's got a fun, fiery personality. And then on the other hand, you know, I want him prepared to go compete as a ninth grader for a role. If he's physically able, you know, I'm going to throw him in there and see if he can compete with the guys. If not, then he'll take his time. But so it's a toss up. We'll see. But yeah, I'm gonna go a year removed, get the program going before he gets up there.
Is he more you or more Chanel? And I say that because for those that don't know, Eric's wife was a really good athlete too. She was a soccer player. But is he more you or is he more her? Where does he get the fiery from?
He's all me when it comes to sports and go getter. He's competitive. His day will be ruined if he loses at anything. But he also has the soft side of a big heart and willing to do anything for others, from my wife. So he's got a good blend. But the motivation and the grit and the work ethic comes from both of us. I mean, my wife was a four-sport star, obviously got a scholarship to Utah State and played 4 years there. So she does not take a seat back from nobody in our household.
I'm going to say this, and it's not because he's on, it's not because he's my friend, but you've got a pretty big heart yourself, bud. So don't say he got that big heart and that soft side, because I know you've got both a big heart and a soft side too. Maybe not when you were on the field, but certainly off the field.
Yeah, I try. I've been known to been told I have a black heart at times, and you know, I can come off. You know, I'm a very loyal guy, as you know, Ryle. So when people cross that line when it comes to family or friends or people I care about, then I tend to go over and beyond to put them in their place. So, but when it comes to helping others or treating people with love and kindness, I hope people look at me in a light that does that.
Eric Weddle with us here on the Bill Riley Show today. What do you remember most about your senior day at Rice-Eccles Stadium?
Golly,
there's so much there. I know there's a lot there, but what do you remember most, or what do you most fondly?
I'd be lying if I could even think back to that day. I don't even know who we played. It was obviously a home game. I remember my parents being there. I think both sets of grandparents were there. Obviously, Chanel was there. We were married, going on 2 years. So just the emotion and the ride, you know, the uncertainty of the future. You know, for most of these guys, you think about the opportunity to play in the next level, but is it really applicable to each guy? Like, so many guys are really good college football players and just don't get the chance at the next level. So you're just thinking, like, is this going to be it? Is this the last time I'm ever going to play? If it's, you know, are we going to have a bowl game? So a lot of these guys, it won't be the last game, fortunately. We got a lot of games to play, but just in front of the home crowd, and it becomes a second home to you, and the people you meet and become family. And it's just a unique, genuine place amongst the community and the university, and it becomes home for you. So it's just a lot of emotions that you try to factor in and try to temper and get the job done, and then go celebrate after.
Do you really not remember who you played on your senior day?
Yes. I'm
yes,
sorry.
You. I was going to say, know, help, I don't help, believe
no,
you for a second.
I really don't. So you have to jog my memory.
It was the BYU game. It was the Harleen catch.
Oh, gosh. That was at home?
That was at home, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was that 16-second play at the end.
Maybe that's why I don't remember.
You've blocked it out of your memory.
I've tried to block it out. Yeah, maybe that's why. Now that you mentioned it, I forgot that was at home. I had them flipped in my mind that we won at home and we lost away. But yeah, it makes sense now. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I really don't want to remember that game. So.
I understand. I understand. I still don't understand why. I still don't understand why Gary only rushed two players on that final play. He rushed two.
Yeah. There's many forms of that play that we didn't get it done. So, long story short, that's an L for the memories.
Well, here's what I remember, though. I remember in all the emotion of the end of that game, I remember you walking up and giving John Buck a hug after the game. After that play, BYU is running on the field. It's your final home game. But I do remember you going up and kind of giving John Buck an embrace after that game.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the – when I really think about the game, obviously, you think about the last play and you think about the moment – for every player, like, you always want that moment to be on the right side.
Yeah.
And we had our moment for 3 years, and we've had our moment many times since that time. But, you know, you just in the moment, you're like, it's bigger than football. And you Beck had such a great career, and, you know, he had the weight of a million pounds on his shoulders for that game. And you just got to tip your hat, man. They played a great game, and he played a great game and let him down there and ultimately made the play to help his team win the game. And you always got to respect the game and always got to be a class act after wins or losses. And my dad always taught me that you shake your opponent's hand and you tell him great job and you keep your head up high and be proud of what you did.
Think about it this way, though. You did get the ultimate walk-off, though, in your final game, period, in football. So you've got that going for you.
No doubt. No doubt about that, baby. Not many people could say they walk up a Super Bowl champ and go off into the limelight. So I'm winning there.
So tomorrow's senior day up on the hill, and it won't just be seniors walking tomorrow. Cam Rising was on with me an hour ago. Cam is walking because he said, you know, my intention is to go pro. He hasn't made any bones about it. He said, I got to see what the feedback is, but that's my intention. Clark Phillips going to walk too. And you and I have talked about Clark this year. There's really probably no good reason for him to come back and play another year of college football, is there, Eric?
No, I mean, I think at this point, if you're a first or second or third round pick, even more so, if you're a return missionary and you're getting up there in age and your aspirations to play at the next level and have a chance, then you go do it. A lot like Covey last year. I mean, there's really no reason to come back for another season after playing nine seasons with the Utes. So the same thing with Cam. We'll see what they say. Quarterback is a very unique position to one to watch and to subject what they'll be in the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see what he decides. I wouldn't lean on his end coming back for another season if it helps his draft stock and gets drafted higher.
Yeah.
But Clark's going to move forward and do great things. Obviously, we need to win out and finish this year on a high note, which I expect we will.
What did you make of last week's game? And as they head to Stanford this week, Stanford's kind of down. But I know you probably took in last week's game once you found it on the Pac-12 network, wherever it was. But they took care of business in the rain.
Yeah. I had to watch it live because the great Pac-12 network, you can't record games through the app. So I watched it live. I made sure I was in my seat watching the game. And hold on a second.
There you are.
Yep. And so I watched it. I thought it was a good performance. I thought we got out on them. And once we settled down and then the rain kicked, you know, a couple balls sailed on Cam where he normally makes those throws. And I think that credits to the rain, but rushing for 300 yards and putting a team away that we expect to win and obviously dominant in a dominant fashion. I thought that quarterback for Arizona had some plays and it really gives us a good an eye test and good preparation for Oregon next week. Obviously, we got to take care of Stanford, which I'm flying in Saturday morning for the game. Cannot wait to go support the seniors and the guys that are going to play their last home game. But I thought it was expected, and I like the fact that we're not having any lulls. And ever since that UCLA game, we're playing at a high clip in the second half of the SC game. So I like where the team's going. We get our guys healthy, get everyone back turning for this week, but with the eyes on Oregon, and then give us our best chance to go beat them.
You know, it's funny. The offense has been so good for the last couple of years that we had, you know, it's gotten a lot of attention. It's kind of, the script's been flipped over the last few years with Utah football. It used to always be the defense, but you mentioned something a second ago that I think the reason why Utah's in such good shape right now is the defense. And I think it's been 10 quarters of pretty good defense, the second half of SC in the last two games. I'm curious, because you see it with a little bit different eye and you've played in it and you know Morgan pretty well in the way he calls it. What have you seen that you like most about the defense the last few weeks, Doug?
Yeah, I think we're finding our identity, and you know, being able to mix and match the coverages. I think we're playing tight on the back end. We're not giving up any deep balls and big plays, in a sense. And that's always key when you go out on Saturday nights. The main goal for defense is no big plays, and if you can limit those big plays, I know that you're playing against amazing players, but if you can limit those big plays and get lined up and make sure keep everything in front of you, you have a real great shot at winning each week. And you know, I think the pass rush has really come along the last couple of weeks with the pressure and just rushing four guys, and that's going to be key as we go into the stretch run versus Stanford, and you know, obviously Oregon and Colorado, is to keep up the mindset that we got to make offenses fear us and change and adjust to what we're doing and impose our will when the game's on the line, which we've shown to do, that we can get those stops to win games. So I think Morgan's done a masterful job of implementing. I mean, there was a lot of youth coming in this season, especially on the secondary. So a lot of moving parts, and to get where we're at right now is playing our best ball. It's credit to the coaches and credit to the players of taking that ownership, taking that coaching, and applying it on Saturday.
So Eric will be in. Say hi to Dub when you see him around the tailgate lot or around the stadium on Saturday. Quick pro football question for you. How are you feeling about your Ravens right now? Because it kind of looks like they're rounding into form a little bit too. They added Roquan Smith at linebacker, a playmaker from the Bears. Lamar looks like he's in a pretty good spot right now. They're still lacking some playmakers in the pass game outside of Andrews, mm-hmm. but maybe OBJ jumps on with them. That'd be a good spot for him. You tell me, what do you make of the Ravens right now?
I love a lot, like the Utes. Their defense has really come into form. They were against the Bengals, I think 3 weeks ago, they came in 32nd in the pass defense, 30th against points scored, and now they're riding about the mid to late teens in both those. And the way their schedule is, I mean, they should be favored in every game except maybe week 17 at Cincinnati, which at that point the division and the seeding should be done. They're playing great football. They're running the football. The biggest thing is they're only going to get healthier when they get guys back with Dobbins and Gus Edwards, you know, Lamar. My only critique is when we get in the playoffs is our inability to be consistent in the passing game. Is that going to hurt us against really good defenses that is done in the past, the last couple of years? We're doing great. We're beating teams that we should beat. But when it comes to crunch time, are we going to be able to move the football when we can't run the football? So I just hope we continue to run Lamar and be aggressive and do the things that we're doing, and all in the while still working on the pass game, because in the end, you got to be able to pass in crunch time, in the pressure-packed moments to win games, especially in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl. So I love what they're doing. I love the addition with Roquan. Perfect player for that system and just the Raven mindset. And, you know, the sky's the limit for them. Just all comes back down to consistency in the pass game.
By the way, there was a video that made the rounds the other day of Lamar surprising a young man.
So
it was
awesome.
Kind of a make-a-wish type deal. You didn't play with him for a long time, but you were his teammate for at least a year, if not two. Is he a good dude? Is he everything that we've heard he is?
Yeah, I mean, he is a very unique individual in the sense that he's not into the the notoriety, the light. It's always just about wins and losses and about his teammates. And he goes about that ever since he took over starting. I mean, he was the first one to pick up a lineman on the field, trying to make a block for his runners, always working extra after practice. So it makes sense that he's that way even to fans and people that support him, because we always have to remember as players that we have no game without the fans. We have no game that without the people that come and support us and watch us on Sundays. Like, we don't have a job. So I always tried to remember that when I'm out and about or after games, to sign whoever wants autographs or take pictures. And to see that and to see him give back is what it's all about, because we are in a position to be examples and to understand that we don't have a game without the fans.
He'll be in Salt Lake this weekend. I hope I see you sometime on Saturday, and just hit me up when you get around the stadium, and travel safe.
It.
I'll talk to you soon.
I will. You got it, Riles.
See you, Eric.
Good talking to you, bro.
You too. That's Eric Weddle with us here on the Bill Riley Show today, as he joins us each and every Thursday.